Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of The Usual Suspects. We continue to move and groove. And man, Sigmund Bloom. If you missed him today, catch him on game day on Sunday with Barry, Nick, and Shock. But that dude not only knows his stuff, but he is quick.
Not only that, you can catch it on the podcast. For the, you know, you got, what, 2-3 hours before the first game of week one tonight, Chiefs and Patriots. Go to ESPN 97.5, go to the podcast, The Usual Suspects, and it will be the last segment of the 2 o'clock. The second hour, at the end of the second hour, you'll find Sigmund Bloom giving all his advice.
Yeah, because a lot of times you can pick up different things just based on some of the questions that get asked about specific players, because what Sigmund's good at is giving you the background. He doesn't just answer the question, he'll tell you why. And so if you're, you know, if you're asking about a specific guy, the answer might have been in somebody else's you know, question. So, yeah, definitely go check it out again. It's worth it.
No doubt about it. But that is, I mean, and the fact that we're going to have him. Now, remember that. Mark your calendars throughout the NFL season. Every Thursday, 2:30.
Yep.
So that you don't, there's no mistakes about it. You can prepare for it. You can't bitch at us if we don't get your question in. Prepare ahead of time. Get the questions in advance if you can, either on the tweets or text, and it's going to make the entire process run smoothly and get your questions answered quicker that way.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep, yep.
One of the things I wanted to ask you guys about, I don't know if you saw this or not, but part of the new regime of the LA Clippers, they've reduced the size of their scorers table this year. They've created new star courtside seating next to the two benches, kind of like the Jack Nicholson seats. You want to guess at the price per ticket per year, Nick? I already told Barry.
I don't know.
$1.
$175,000 per ticket.
Per ticket.
There are 8 of them.
That's stupid.
I don't care what access to what club in the building you get, what extra parking you get. Short of having one of the players on the team, like, out to hang out with you several nights and do all different kinds of things, I don't know how in the world I'm paying $175,000 for those tickets.
Yeah, I'm not paying that at all. Even if I had the money, I don't think I'd do it.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, as if just regular courtside seats aren't enough? That is a boatload of cash.
If you're famous and you go broke and at some point you bought one of those tickets,
you're
going to
think
it.
About that. You're going to think about it. That for sure.
Yeah. That's just
like, I've always thought about asinine. That too. Like, because with the Lakers seats, Jack Nicholson seats are probably in that range. And, like, how long he's going to continue to renew and re-up.
He doesn't get, like, a discount for being such a loyal fan?
He pays that price, brother.
You think so?
He pays that courtside price. Yeah, in L.A., what we found out is, because, you know, in Houston and a lot of different small markets, a lot of other markets, they reserve certain courtside seats in case important people come. They're not given to season ticket holders. And in a lot of cases, the entertainers end up getting you their discounted or free because you want those kind of people seen at your building because people want to go because they might see those people. In L.A., in New York, no. Even at, like, in New York, they reserve them, but when you sit in them, you pay for them.
What if they threw in a couple of, like, plus-size Latinas? Would that entice you to pay the $175,000? I think it might me.
You, maybe. No. Like, others might say the Clipper girls or, you know, things like that, or, you know, but or the aspiring models that are in Hollywood with you.
Quote, we know, quote.
Yeah, but we know plus size Latinas will get it done for you.
I think that might seal the deal. Yeah.
You would definitely.
Well, I don't know if it would seal that deal, but at least it would seal you buying the tickets. Let's be clear about that. Speaking of Hollywood types, too, by the way, and kind of something right down your alley, Barry.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Selena Gomez fans, boys?
Yeah, I am.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed.
Okay. Well, this guy's trying to get into it. She has an obsessed fan with a kind of a twisted and perverted mind. The man recently tried to order a penis-shaped bouquet before showing up to her house to hand-deliver other goods. The 24-year-old man showed up Friday morning at her San Fernando Valley home. He was loaded down with random gifts, flowers, and food items. Her security team intercepted the guy, who it turns out they've seen before, but people told the guy to beat it, then called police, reported the incident, and that's where it gets creepier. Cops happen to have gotten a call from a flower shop earlier in the day reporting a man requesting a phallic floral arrangement for Selena Gomez. We're told that an employee sensed something could be wrong and blocked the order and reported him.
That's creepy.
Dude, come on.
That's why I'm glad I'm not famous like you and Nick.
Yeah, right.
I don't want no dude showing up with
what
a penis.
What did you think that was going to do
flowers.
For him? I mean, you don't think she's been showered with those type of gifts before?
But like, are they... But,
she used to date Bieber, for crying out loud.
But do you think in the shape of a yin-yang that it's going to like get you somewhere with her?
Yeah.
I mean...
It's weird.
You don't know until you ask.
Hey, Selena. Check out this flower arrangement. If that turns you on, wait till you see what I got. Are you kidding me?
Lean in and sniff it. That's not...
Oh, boy.
That's all right. I just took it too far. I was perusing ESPN.
Yes.
And I don't know if you guys have seen this just yet, so I'm springing it on you. I know you hate this, but at 2:52, Woj posted the headline, and I quote, "Reform to NBA draft lottery could be voted in before 17-18 season. Commissioner Adam Silver is a strong advocate to de-incentivize tanking." Essentially, what it says is the competition committee is looking into it. Presently, the NBA team with the worst record can drop no lower than fourth from number one, but the NBA's currently proposed legislation could allow that team to drop from first to fifth in the lottery. This would include a domino effect through the lottery where the second worst record presently dropping no lower than fourth could fall to sixth, the third to seventh, and so on. Currently, the teams with the three worst records have an ascending chance of winning the number one pick. The NBA's proposal would flatten these odds. So, in other words, the number one pick, including number three, 15%, number two, 19%, and number one, 25%. The NBA proposal would flatten these odds and give the three teams with the worst record the same percentage of earning the number one overall pick.
Good with it?
I like it.
I do too.
I think if you can prevent tanking in some way and still hold up the integrity of the league and not punish teams that just suck because they just suck for whatever reason, I like it.
But it also prevents the frozen envelope.
What the hell's the frozen envelope?
Oh, you don't know about that?
I don't know what the frozen envelope
is. For years and years and years, when the Knicks were in the draft lottery, the rumor was, because there was like, how can you know, it's like a highly esteemed company doing the whole, how could they cheat? And they said, no. When Patrick Ewing, they wanted him in New York, the envelope was frozen so that when they reached in to draw out the envelopes for the different teams, the icy cold one was the one to pick for the Knicks for number one. That really? Was one of the conspiracy theories out there, that they actually froze the envelope so that you could tell when you grabbed it that it...
But then did they show where like somebody grabbed it and, oh, and then let go and grabbed
it? That's what I'm saying.
One?
I'd like to see the video of them actually...
Yeah, I would go back. I'd have to go back and look at the video.
Grabbing the envelope
that.
Because if he's sitting here looking and searching, that might be kind of obvious. I might tweet that out.
I'm going to do that for open mic because we have to put our name in a bucket.
There you go.
I'm going to freeze my name that I on my slip of paper and see if that works.
So it goes along with the other things you froze.
Wasn't there some sort of rumor, Joel, about like tearing it too or putting a mark or bending it or like
there might be like bending a corner, but the biggest conspiracy theory I always heard is it was always centered around that draft with Ewing and that the fact that the league was so adamant that they needed him in a big market and the Knicks needed help that the envelope was frozen.
Cheaters never win.
See if there was a little steam
because they got Patrick Ewing and they never won. Cheaters never win.
That's true.
Yeah,
very true.
Ewing beat Olajuwon in college, right?
When at Georgetown.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, 1 year.
Yep.
Fourth quarter time. Camp Randall Stadium, home of the Badgers, number 9 in the country. Guess who they play this week?
All right, we got to go to break.
Lane Kiffin, Florida Atlantic.
Nice.
In Wisconsin. Now I will say this:
that should be a win for him.
It should be, but. Let me say this. Another one of those people, when you talk, we talked about the Cowboys reaching out and really taking care of the Texans as opposed to what the Rangers did to the Astros. Because of the hurricane in Florida, Wisconsin has entertained Florida Atlantic in Wisconsin the entire week so that they don't run into trouble and that they're there out of the hurricane.
Good. Very cool.
So that was cool. Yeah. All right, so we've got plenty more to get to. We've gotten some other stories out of the way because of the fact that, look, we got in depth on some in the first couple hours. But with about 45 minutes to go in the big show, if there's something on your mind, something you want to get off your chest, something you want to talk about, please feel free to join us. 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter. We're the usual suspects. Back with more ESPN 97.5. Back in the home.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back as we continue to roll on. Good show. Lots to cover. Lots to do. Football tonight, by the way, gang. And speaking of the NFL, before we get into a preview of tonight's matchup between the Chiefs and the Super Bowl champion Patriots, always good when there's a little levity in the NFL leading up to week one. And Kyle Shanahan, who, as we know, is one of the younger head coaches in the NFL. We know he was the offensive coordinator of the Falcons last year. Now he's the head coach of the Niners. And he's learning as he goes because now he has to do all these press conferences. Great audio this week, kind of along the lines in college football where the coaches are starting to get to the point where they're not going to release who's injured and who's starting and who's getting key positions on a certain team. But he added a little humor kind of accidentally in his press conference.
I'm not going to get into any exactly who's starting, especially, you know, like I said it with the safeties, I've said it with the tight ends. I'm pretty much going to say it with every position. Brian Hoyer starting, I promise you guys that. Staley starting. That's about everyone else that we'll find out on Sunday, so I don't mean to be a dick. it's the season now, and if there's any, that was bad. That was too much immaturity.
So as one of the youngest head coaches in the league, you learn as you go. That was pretty good stuff.
I like it.
Yeah, that was fun.
I like it.
I like how he said it shows my immaturity. Yeah, too. I like that.
I mean, he owned it right away.
It's the best thing you could do.
Yeah, don't run from it.
It's him and the Rams head coach that everybody are giving a hard time to that look like they're like 17, 18 years old. Because they are the two youngest head coaches in the league.
Yeah.
But, yeah, everybody was saying that Jared Goff was drafted and the coach was brought in because they could be buddies. Mike Martz went on a whole rant about how he needed a buddy. Jared Goff needed a buddy, so they hired a coach that was more on the same par as him and a young kid instead of an experienced head coach.
When you mentioned the Selena Gomez thing, yeah. Patrick Randizzle. Mm-hmm. So he's glad the cops weren't called when I sent a bachelorette penis cake to my old company's Christmas party. That's pretty good.
Are you playing Selena Gomez now?
Yeah, buddy.
You just had that in the queue ready to go, huh?
That's on his iPad.
Yeah. My goodness.
Sing along, Barry. You know the lyrics.
Scale of 1 to 10, Selena Gomez.
Looks-wise?
Yeah. Well, no. Her personality. Who cares?
Yeah, that's true.
About anything else?
Overrated. Behind for sure.
Okay.
In terms of celebrities,
yeah,
an 8.
Okay.
I guess in terms of like us normal people, like a 10. I mean, it's just,
well, yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Where do you put her next to your girl Demi Lovato?
Dude, that's a good compare. I don't know. That's tough. I'd like Demi Lovato though. I might give her the edge. The slight edge.
To who?
Is that what you nicknamed it? The edge. You'd give her the edge.
Yeah, the edge. Okay. Yeah. What do you disagree, Barry?
Demi Lovato?
Not a fan?
I don't like that dude. No thanks.
You think she looks like a dude?
I don't like her.
No. I don't think she looks. I wouldn't go that far.
No.
Not a fan?
Selena Gomez, yeah. I'll give her a solid 7.5.
Yeah. Well, we're not too far apart. No. 8, 7.5.
Just, Joel? I can't give her the 8, but.
I could give her an 8. I mean, she's between 7 and 8. She's got great hair.
Great hair?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
That's the last thing I was looking at.
Wait a minute.
You guys have already mentioned everything else.
Wait
a damn
minute.
She's got great hair, too.
I know why he mentioned it, her hair.
Joel.
No, because like Demi varies with all of her hair. Didn't she cut it all off?
She is. I will say this. She is kind of Drew Barrymore-ish in that one day she'll look like super hot, and then the other day, next day she'll look like...
Joel.
He's still mad about that.
Of all the ridiculous things.
You guys already covered a lot of stuff from the behind everything else. So I was just saying, hey, look, she's also got great hair. I think she does hair commercials.
Of all the ridiculous things that you have said in the year that we've been doing this show together, that, my friend, was a top fiver.
Thank you.
Her hair?
I was just throwing it out there.
She could have Sinead O'Connor's haircut.
Did like the, I don't know if she went to the Sinead O'Connor lab, but didn't Demi Lovato cut it all off?
Did she?
Yes. I thought she went to a short dude. That's why I was saying between
up
the
with
two
her right now.
I would say Selena Gomez has long hair.
She's got high cheekbones. Like what?
He already covered her butt. Dang it.
You could have went to the upper body.
I'm thinking there's about three or four different places that you need to focus on.
Oh, I don't think I need help focusing.
Hair is not on the list. But if that's what, you know, pops your tin up, okay. Hair, you got a hair fetish?
No, I don't personally.
You know, I know a guy that had a belly button fetish.
What?
Yeah, there was a dude that's what his big turn on was belly buttons. I was like, really? Like, if that was a category on Pornhub, you'd be into that? And that was, that was his big thing, was belly buttons. It's weird.
It is very weird. Like, ooh, look at her Audi.
I don't think it's weird. I just, you know, it's
a fetish. Okay.
There's much weirder fetishes.
I guess all fetishes, to some degree, are weird if you don't have it. Because I've heard of armpits.
Yeah, armpits, toes, that kind of stuff. You're on your own. I'm like, no.
But you're okay with belly buttons?
Yeah, I'm okay with the
belly buttons. Are probably dirtier than toes.
I would disagree.
Most people's belly buttons are dirtier. I would be willing to bet.
So when they're in the shower, they don't clean their belly button?
I don't usually clean mine out. Am I supposed to?
Yes.
Really?
Dude, when I was a kid, I had all... My mom used to give me... Because I had lint and all kinds of... But
yeah.
I just learned that when you're...
Mine looks
showering
like,
up, get in there. Too.
I mean, I clean it every once in a while, but it's like once a quarter, and then it looks like I just pulled.
Once a quarter.
And it looks like I just pulled something out of the pocket of a homeless man. There's just lint and change. There's like I found a safety pin in there
once a time.
Once
a quarter.
Yeah. Am I supposed to do it more than that?
Yeah. It should be a daily thing.
What?
Yeah.
That's
every time you're in
ridiculous.
The shower, brother.
That's ridiculous. No, you don't need to clean your belly button
based
every
on where
day.
You put your fingers, just stick a finger in there with some soap and give it a little once around.
Every day is excessive. I would be willing to bet you most
people... So you don't want to clean your belly, but I'm afraid to ask you, what do you do with your... Like, do you even wash your toes?
Yeah, every day.
So you go through the trouble of washing your toes, but you're not cleaning your
belly button?
No. Okay.
But I don't have an innie. I kind of... It's like a weird... Like, it looks like mountains. Like, it's some in and some out. It's oddly shaped. Yeah.
You talk about things I say. You just said your belly button looks like mountains?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, there's peaks and valleys in it. It looks like a balloon knot.
How many buttons do you have?
It looks like a balloon knot.
Okay, so you got a nipple for a belly button.
No, not a nipple, a balloon knot. Okay. There's a big difference. I don't know. I didn't think I had to clean it every day.
Yeah.
Who's in there? Nobody. Why do I know?
Obviously, no one's going in there for you because you got like a whole soil farm going on in there.
No. I would be surprised, though, if a potato fell out or something like that.
See? You can start, if you start getting a green thumb, you know that the belly button is doing it and getting it done. Yikes. You don't clean your belly button. What's
not every day.
You?
Not every day. I didn't think you needed to.
All right, so we got a football game to talk about tonight,
we do.
And it'll set us up beautifully to lead into the Blitz, so I'm sure he's going to talk about it in great detail as well. Patriots at home tonight, hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. So we can talk about that next as we continue to roll on. Don't go anywhere. More of the usual suspects in just a minute. ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
And they said,
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, and as everybody, because of their calendars getting all twisted around with the storm and everything else, people are forgetting. You think it's just common knowledge, but there's football tonight, people.
Yeah!
Rejoice! Celebrate! Don't do what Barry's going to do, or at least what he said in the break. But we're going to make sure that everybody enjoys some real American NFL football tonight. It's the Patriots hosting the Chiefs.
What is he, 40 or 41 years old, Tom Brady? I don't even know, but what is he going to throw for tonight?
8 bajillion yards.
Chiefs defense ain't bad. They hang their hat on the D.
Hey,
if you know what I mean.
Watch out.
But Tom Bahali on the PUP list won't play in the first 6 games. Really didn't practice a lot and was very disgruntled with the Chiefs throughout the preseason.
Yeah, he pissed Andy Reid off by talking about the lack of playing time that he got in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, he went on a rant.
Yeah, Andy Reid didn't appreciate that.
Yeah, so he's going to sit for a while, and they think that he might be done.
We're going to preview the game, but I just want to – let's talk Chiefs for just a second. I'm curious your thoughts. Is Alex Smith going to be replaced at some point this season? Because a lot of folks are pretty high on Mr. Mahomes.
They love him. And then, you know, it was weird. I don't know if you saw this. It's kind of like, I think it's a little bit of what Houston's dealing with Deshaun Watson. The only difference being is they have a better than serviceable quarterback in Kansas City. But Mahomes threw one ball in preseason that went about 60 yards in the air, and you'd have thought that he moved earth and water and did all the. I could see it if they get off to a slow start. But other than that, because they're always in the mix.
You mean the slow start in this game or just in the season?
No, in the season.
Oh, okay.
Because they're always in the mix. They, like I said, their defense is always good. They're well coached with Andy Reid. If they're in the mix and you know, in the discussions for playoff spots, I don't know how you can do that because you're basically throwing the season away with a rookie because they're going to make mistakes.
Do you – well,
but what do you think?
I think at some point it's possible that he could be replaced. I just don't know – I'm not as high, I guess, on the Chiefs as other folks are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see their offense. There's nothing. I mean, their O-line is decent, maybe middle of the pack. But that offense just doesn't impress me all that much.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe when people are saying their running game's going to be better than it's been in the past when you had Jamal Charles and all the different guys. Their offensive line has been better than average because no matter who you put back there, you can argue they get yards.
Kareem Hunt has a lot of people excited, and I get it. But I don't have faith in that Chiefs offense. Tyreek Hill, I know some people are high on him, but I mean, the defense, you can't argue with the results that they got last year. I mean, that's a top 10 defense to me when you look at how many turnovers they were able to induce throughout the year. Definitely a top 10 team defensively. But I just don't know that, you know, I trust that offense. I mean, I think it could happen, but I think it'll be later in the year. I think once they're out of it, which I think they'll be out of it in the last quarter of the year, you might see him get more reps.
The other thing is they need receivers.
Yeah.
You know, they cut Macklin. You know, they had paid a lot of money for him. But I just, you know, and I've never been an Alex Smith guy. I mean, I know he's a game manager, right? And I know that's just a taboo name for quarterbacks these days. But he's been one of the best over the last couple of years at managing the game and Andy Reid make sure that they capitalize on his strengths and they avoid his weaknesses. But there's enough talent in the AFC that I just think this is the decline of the Chiefs.
If I were to let's play a quick game on Alex Smith, because I think that let's put him in a category.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're putting him in the upper echelon, like the top 10, obviously, right? Because you've got Rodgers and Brady, and then there's everybody else
and
in the
Breeze.
League. But, yeah, well, I didn't even think Breeze might even fall within the Roethlisberger.
Boy, his numbers are huge.
Wilson. It is true, but
I said that last year. I said, and Trapp killed me for it. I'm like, I feel like he has some more to prove
Who, Breeze?
Yeah, then a lot. He's like, oh, he's a Hall of Famer. I'm like, yeah.
He is a Hall of Famer. I mean, but this is one of those guys from a fantasy.
He is a Hall of Famer, no doubt.
From a fantasy with no football question. Perspective and from a pure numbers perspective, when you put up 5,000 yards in a season for how many seasons in a row, look, dude's going to sling it around. He's going to put up huge numbers. I don't argue with that.
Yeah, but guys like, I mean, Matt Schaub led the league in passing 1 year. You know what I mean? And I'm by no means in my comparing Drew Brees because right, I would say Drew
out,
Brees.
Barry no. just compared. No, the Drew point Brees
I'm
to
making. No, the point I'm making
713-780-3776.
The point I'm making is that you can put up numbers in this league and sure. You don't have to beat Drew Brees. Is he top five? Yeah, absolutely. Drew Brees is a top five quarterback in the NFL. There's no doubt about that. I'm not denying that. But I'm just saying there's Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, and then I think there's another section below that. And my,
I'm
opinion,
with you. I'm with you on that.
Is that the only two now?
I kind Seems of feel like. That way. Who are you adding? I mean,
in terms of like super elite, I guess.
Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
I hate you. But so let's exclude those two. But let's say, who would you compare Alex Smith to more? Would it be Matt Ryan? Would it be Matt Stafford? Or would it be like Eli Manning?
Now you're doing Stafford. This from a numbers perspective, aren't you?
No, I'm just kind of like a tier perspective. So I have this thing where they have like these tiers of quarterbacks. And I just want to see where you think what tier he would fall in. Because each one of those is in a different tier based on this.
See, it depends on how you break it down. But for me, it's like I think the sneaky choice that no one's going to make is Eli Manning. But I think if you're doing it just purely from numbers and you got to consider what, you know, they don't score a lot of points and they're not a big open it up passing team. But Stafford has sneaky numbers for a guy that can't win.
All three of those guys put up numbers, but I just feel like sometimes, like Eli does special things in the playoffs, but he's always been good, not great in the regular season. I feel like that's Alex Smith more. But so I'm with you. I think if you were, you know, I would have that Matt Ryan in that first tier, Matt Stafford in that second tier, and Eli Manning. Now, again, don't get me wrong. Eli Manning is a special kind of player in the playoffs. But I think regular season Eli Manning leaves a little bit to be desired sometimes, and that's where Alex Smith would fall in. So,
and what about, look, from the game tonight, let me just ask you this from the perspective of, are you guys all in that it's the Patriots to lose everything? It's the Patriots to get to the Super Bowl. It's the Patriots to win it all. It's the Patriots to be the one flirting with undefeated season. It's the Patriots, Patriots, Patriots.
Nope. I am not. In fact, I did my Houston Sports and Stuff article this week, and I did my predictions, which we're going to do ours tomorrow.
Right.
But no, I don't even have the Patriots making the Super Bowl.
Really?
Nope. I do not.
Wow.
I know.
See, here's my thing, because look.
A lot of people would say that's stupid. Tom Brady's going to get old at some point.
It's not stupid. It's just, it's daring, because so many people just go with the easy choice and go, hey, it's the Patriots, and you know they're just going to keep winning. And look, the trade where they get a former first-round wide receiver to try and help replace Edelman for Jacoby Brissett. You know, it's just the Patriots being the Patriots, all that stuff. I think Pittsburgh's got a really good team. I think there's at least one team, if not more, that can contend with the Patriots in the AFC. And I'm not into all this hype about how they're so head and shoulders about every other team in this league. That's the first thing I'm going to say.
Okay.
But yet they still have Rob Gronkowski. They do find a way to do things effectively. And I think because their division is just crap, that they're going to win the division, they're going to have a very, very good record, and then you let the cards fall where they may in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't get me wrong. The Patriots are still an elite team. I'm with you. I have the Steelers coming out of the AFC.
That's the other team that really I think is talented.
Yeah, I really feel like the Steelers. In fact, I mean, I'll just go ahead and say it now. I have the Steelers winning the Super Bowl. I just feel like that's, to me, that team
is going to beat the Packers
much more talented. You know, I think that was my Super Bowl last year was the Steelers and the Packers.
Yes, it was.
Not so much this year. Oh. Yeah. I have the Falcons actually.
So again, and that's
beating
another
the Packers
team,
though, to get to the Super Bowl.
And that's another team that everybody is either super high on or super believing that they're going to have a crap season.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are expecting the Falcons to be the Panthers of a couple years ago, right?
Exactly. I said that the other day.
And tank.
That was such a huge drop off. Yeah. I don't know if the Patriots will do that.
I'm going to catch heat when we do our. I'll say this. I went out on a limb on a couple of things.
Took a couple chances.
I'm going to catch some heat tomorrow. I'm no doubt about that. But tonight, I don't think this game is close. Do you?
I really don't. I think the Chiefs have more questions than answers. I think that we know that there's plenty of answers to be found in New England. As long as you got the greatest of all time at quarterback, you're going to be just fine. You're not going to turn it over. You're going to manage the game and also, you know, capitalize on the big plays. The spread is, what, 9?
Yeah, the last one I saw, I need to get on Odd Shark and look, but the last spread I saw was 9. The over-under was 48.5. But the last spread I saw had the Patriots.
I think a majority of that 48.5 is going to have to come from the red, white, and blue.
Well, I think 30 of it might actually.
But yeah, I think the 9 is a pretty good bet for the Patriots.
Okay. I'm looking at Odd Shark. They have predicted score 29.5 for the Patriots, 21.9 for the Chiefs.
I just don't know if Kansas City's going to score that much.
The line being 9 still.
Okay.
So, yeah, 48.5 is the over-under at Caesars. Bovada has it at 48.
I take New England outright. I take New England with the spread. You guys?
You'd give up the 9?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Nick?
Yeah, I think I'd do the same. I think it's really important for the Chiefs to run the ball, and I don't know if they're going to be able to do that successfully against the Patriots.
And they lost one of their running backs in preseason to a pretty substantial knee injury.
Yeah.
So. I saw a fun fact. You know how much I love fun facts.
Mm-hmm. As much as I love stats.
Brady is 41-2. In his last 43 home games against AFC opponents.
And before we go to break, that includes
the playoffs.
That was the other thing I was going to get
that's
to.
That's crazy.
When you were talking about the Steelers.
43 games? That's a couple of seasons.
Yeah.
Plus.
But when you were talking about the Steelers, the one thing I was going to say, home field matters in the NFL in the playoffs. And playing in Foxborough could be the difference between the Steelers or the Patriots. So whoever has the better record in the regular season, I think that could go a long, long way to who wins the AFC. Because if you got to go to Pittsburgh, it's a different ballgame.
Yeah.
Just completely aside from how much air's in your balls.
For as much as we say it doesn't matter in baseball, or as much as I say it doesn't matter in baseball, I believe it matters a lot in football.
Yeah,
for sure. Steelers fans, they are huge. They travel well. I remember when we first got a team back in Houston, they would always, for whatever reason, schedule the Steelers as like the first regular season game or one of the first regular season. And there would be so many Steelers fans, so many yellow towels at NRG.
I think there's this potential for false hope in this game in the first quarter, maybe the first half, because we've seen this before where Brady will come out and maybe do something stupid. Remember the playoffs? He came out and threw an interception early on.
Threw a couple
against the Texans, didn't he? And he hadn't thrown many all year. But then that obviously didn't matter. And that would be funny because the Chiefs can turn you over. I mean, it is Tom Brady, so you have to take it with a grain of salt. But it'll be funny to see I want to watch Twitter. I'm going to follow some Chiefs fans closely. Because if Brady, you know, if something happens and there's a couple of turnovers in the first half, you watch how Chiefs fans are like, oh, yeah. You forget real quick that it's still the Patriots.
The beauty of Twitter, too. Because people will overreact.
Delete.
Hurry. Okay, we got to get a break in here before we get to our final segment, and then we'll wrap it up and turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects with one segment to go in the big show right here on ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for one more segment before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. As the Blitz is on! Or not yet, but it will be.
713-780-3776.
Who you mocking, Barry?
What's that?
Who you mocking?
Nobody. Okay. Just giving out the number.
409 tweets this, dickweed.
How you doing, Fred?
Yeah, Fred gets annoyed by the text as much as I do.
Yeah, he does.
So... we got football tonight. We're going to have a great show tomorrow. We're scheduled to have Jeff Kaplan on, the beat writer of the Astros. We're going to make our yearly predictions for the NFL. We will talk about week one in the NFL and all the key matchups. Nick, I think we should probably get someone on from Jacksonville if we can to try and talk about Texans Jaguars.
Yep.
Our former colleague, the receivers coach for the Jaguars, by the way, Keenan
won't
McCardell,
join us.
Getting to come home. Not allowed to. Doug Marone, the new coach of the Jags, says no assistant coach is allowed to talk. Otherwise, the legendary 87 for the Jags would be on with us for sure. And nobody else, I might add.
I got some advice on the text lines about my belly button.
Oh, boy. Pearson?
No, somebody said, Barry, all caps, no joke. Dig your finger in your belly button and smell it. They smell awful. I don't need to do that. I would imagine that the same would be true for your butthole, but I'm not
doing
that. I was
going to say the same thing. Hey,
I don't need to test that theory.
And you want to keep doing some tests and hypothesis, just get in the bunghole.
Now, I have cup checked on occasion. I think that's a guy thing to do. Every once in a while, you got to do a little cup check, see if you're ripe down there. But I don't need to get off in the belly button. I don't need to do that. I'm sure it does stink. I bet, you know, whoever does that, the guy that digs in his belly button and then smells it is also smell your earwax guy.
God, you beat me.
You ever seen that where you catch somebody, some dude's like scratching his ear and then you look over, he's all
earwax?
It's like, bro, why are you doing
earwax
that?
Okay,
God rest his soul.
That's how
my
your own
dad
fart
was
guy.
That guy. My dad was that guy.
Your dad would smell
my
his
dad,
earwax?
You're driving and you're sitting in the passenger side. It's already annoying because my dad would like want to show you things on the side of the road. So he'd slow down to like 15 miles an hour when the speed limit was like 45. And you're like, all right, let's go. Keep going. But then he'd go and go with the finger either behind the ear or in the ear. And
Wait. Behind the ear?
Yeah, so he'd either scratch behind the ear or give you a little pointer finger in the ear. And then the next thing you know, he's like...
So behind the ear stinks? Am I missing something?
Oh, behind the ear. If you don't clean there, it's like it's worse than the belly
button. People have those earlobes that stick to like the side of their head, kind of.
I clean behind my ears, though.
It collects
I mean,
stuff.
It's on your head. That's part
like
of the cleaning.
Some people don't shampoo their hair every day. If you don't wash your hair every day, a lot of chicks for sure, too, they don't do the hair thing. They'll
shower.
And we
know how much you love hair, so.
Well, no doubt. I wish I had more. But at the same time, yeah, behind your ears, if you don't shampoo every day, can stink like worse than a belly button.
Wow, I didn't realize that there was all these foul smells on the
body. So if Selena Gomez didn't wash her hair daily, would that be like a turnoff for you? Or?
Oh, it's still flowing.
Somebody said, hey guys, I just put my finger in my belly button and smelled it. Mine doesn't stink, so whoever that guy is one nasty mofo.
It's kind of like a Shar Pei, though. You know what I'm saying? If you don't clean underneath the wrinkles.
Or like fat people, sometimes.
Yes, well,
like,
that's what I'm getting at.
The severely obese.
We don't know who's offering up the advice on the belly button smell, but...
I have friends that are nurses, I'll just say, and they'll tell you that there's some folks in the hospital that you got to clean real well when they do the baths because it can get pretty foul.
I'm saying,
that's one of the reasons I went on a diet, too, because I was stinking.
Not only can you not see your feet or your junk, but you have a tendency to have a little bit more foul odor follow you around.
Yeah.
I hope that never happens to me. Or you can't see your junk.
What is wrong with you people? These must be Blitz listeners. Someone said the stuff that builds up under your toenails for weeks is the best. The best?
The best. Best like
how?
You like
what?
Evil smell? Smells?
What are they talking about?
That's what I want to know. This can't be a usual suspect listener. It just can't be. That's got to be a Blitzer that smells their toenail funk. That's a Blitzer thing to do.
Yeah, I'm like, just thinking about that
and
right
you
now.
Know what? I bet it's this dude, and he's with his buddy, and he digs under his toenail, and he's like, hey, does this stink? Because it stinks to me. Does this smell to you? And then his buddy smells it. Like, yeah, that does stink. Where'd
I
you get that from?
I don't think you can get much more fungusy, nasty, than your toenail funk.
Good Lord. I wash all that, though. The only thing I don't clean regularly is my belly button.
You wash your toenails?
Yeah. You don't clean under your fingernails and toenails?
I mean, I wash my hands, I shower, I get between my toes.
I have this brush thing that I'll use.
So time out. Wait a minute now. So you're going to spend that much time on your fingernails and your toenails, but you aren't cleaning your belly button?
Yeah, because your fingernails are, your hands are dirty.
Nick.
Yeah.
Seriously?
You eat with your hands. I don't eat with my belly button.
I eat with my hands for sure.
Yeah, I want those as clean as possible. I don't eat with my belly button. I don't do anything with my belly button. You can have it. I don't need it, apparently.
What were we talking about yesterday with Barry with the hygiene thing where we said, God, can you imagine if that was Barry?
Oh, it was the watermelon karate
chop
thing.
Oh, yeah. So the Today Show did this thing where they have Guinness Book of World Records. We're trying to break records all week, right?
Uh-huh.
So a guy...
I saw this, the watermelon.
Yeah, so he karate chopped...
Whitest thing I've ever
42
seen.
42 watermelons.
Yeah.
And people were tweeting in because they were upset that it was a complete and utter waste of food, especially what's going down in Texas with Harvey. And I said, hey, man, bottom line is just because he karate chopped it doesn't mean you still can't eat it.
Oh, hell no.
And we knew you wouldn't.
No.
But I said to Nick, now you could cut around it and where he didn't karate chop and you could make a serious cut and you could still get that watermelon. Nope. We were both in consensus. You would never do that.
Negative. I wouldn't either, though.
Hell no.
I would.
I was watching Kimmel last night because there was a comic that I know that's from Austin that was on Kimmel last night. And they were doing this thing called I'll Give You a Cookie. It's called Cookies for Congress.
Okay.
And this dude was holding a cookie in his hand and said, if you can name a congressman, I'll give you a cookie. And then somebody couldn't, so he was like, he asked him another question. And then he shoves the cookie in the dude's mouth, and the dude ate it. Me and that guy, whoever's hand was on that cookie, would fight. Like, I don't want you touching my food. Or shoving a cookie where your nasty ass hand, especially you, because I know you don't wash your fingernails now.
I don't do my fingernails. Gross. I wash my hands all the time. My wife is like the hand police.
Is she?
Because this is why I'm amazed my daughter has an immune system at all. Like, I come home and I wash my hands, but if I sit down and put my backpack down after I've washed my hands, and then she says, will you help me feed Taylor? Sure. So I like hand her a piece of sandwich. Like, she's like, what? Did you wash your hands again? Are you kidding me? I just did.
Yeah.
Well, you touched your backpack.
That would be my wife.
Can we just let the kid build up an immune system? She'll tough it out. She'll be fine.
You guys are weird. The oil around your nostrils smells pretty bad. What?
I don't know about that. I'm telling you, be careful of the behind the ear thing.
That, yes. Yeah.
And I'm sorry I sold my dad out, but it's true.
He Joseph smelled said the back wax. Of the ear stinks even if you wash it every day. He does it and his stinks. But why are you smelling it, Joseph? Stop rubbing places in your body and smelling it. Other than a cup check, that's fully acceptable. You can do the taint, but that's it.
You don't want the Loch Ness monster down there. All right, so we've given you some hygiene tips as well as lots of other good stuff for the last 3 hours. And we're going to do it all again tomorrow. And like we said, it's going to be a fully loaded show. And it should be very entertaining with lots of good stuff. So make sure you tune in again tomorrow. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4. It's the usual suspects. But next, it's Jong, it's Fred, it's AJ, and it's The Blitz coming up right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.